我们现在看从哥林多前后书我想跟大家来学习看五件事情。
First, Second Corinthians, I'm going to share with you five.
这是当时哥林多教会所面对的问题。
These are the issues that the Church of Corinth encountered.
有可能是我们今天教会遇到的问题。
And probably some of the same issues that our church today will encounter.
第一个是有关教会的方向跟路线。
The first is the route and the direction of church growth.
那第二个是有关于教会的合一。
Secondly, the church unity.
第三个是教会的圣洁。
Third is church purity.
第四是工人的自由。
And fourth is the workers' liberty.
最后一个是教会的次序。
And lastly, church order.
这是我们常常会遇到的问题。
And these are our common issues we encounter.
保罗在传福音的过程他遇到一个问题，就是他应该走什么路线。
And the first problems that Paul encountered is that in what ways that he should go.
好，我们现在看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
22节。
Verse 22.
第一章的22节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22.
犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧。
Jews demand miraculous signs and Greek looks for wisdom.
原来保罗在做圣工的时候，在两个文化之下的社会做圣工。
And Paul was serving in two distinct culture.
一个是犹太人的社会。
One of them is the Greek.
一个是希腊化。影响下的社会
the second culture influenced by the Greek.
所以犹太的文化希腊的文化影响当时的社会
and the Jewish and the Greek are culture influenced that society at that time.
那这两个文化所走的方向不太一样
and both of these cultures have different directions and focus.
犹太人要神迹
and the Jews will expect miracles.
所以主耶稣传道理的时候，他们求主耶稣显个神迹给我们看。主耶稣说，除了那约拿最大的神迹，再也没有神迹给你看。
And when Jesus preached the Jews, the Jews requested Jesus to show you get Jesus to show them miracles. And Jesus answered, the greatest miracle you have seen are the Jonah.
但是当时主耶稣在讲道理，好多人看到他的家世背景，什么都听不下去。
And while Jesus was preaching, everyone knew of Jesus' backgrounds, and no one could comprehend, could accept what Jesus preached to them.
他要看神迹，不要道理。
And the Jews would like to see miracles and not the truth.
那希腊人是求智慧。
And the Greek would look for wisdom.
但是这个希腊人求的智慧跟保罗那个时候要讲的不太一样。
And the Greek looking for wisdom is different from what wisdom mentioned by Paul.
这个希腊人求的智慧是在当时的这个世界上的智慧。
And Greek was looking for the for their materialistic wisdom.
那现在问，请问保罗在这个两个文化下，他要传什么
？And may I ask you what would Paul preach in these two different cultures?
如果保罗来讲希腊人所期待的智慧，他有这个能力，而保罗受过一切学教育，说话形式都有能力，保罗是能够这样做的。
And if Paul would please the Greek because he was knowledgeable and he was educated in this society,
他可以这样做。
He could do so.
那保罗身上也有神的权柄能力。
And with Paul that he has the authority of God and the power of God.
他说我用神迹其实证明我是使徒。这不是随便讲的，我神迹其实可以证明。
And through miracles and signs that Paul can prove that he is from God.
所以他也有能力行神迹。
And Paul has the power to manifest the miracle signs.
那在这个两个文化之下，那保罗要走什么路线？
In these two conflicting society, how can they? What can he preach?
我们看解答
Let's see the answer.
哥林多前书一章的23节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 23.
我们却传钉十字架的耶稣。
We preach Christ crucified.
所以我们看保罗走的路线 跟当时两个文化社会所要求的不一样。
And the route Paul took are different from what is required by those two cultures.
这个对我们来讲有很大的一个提醒作用。
And to us, it gives us a very good reminder.
我们常常讲，我们如果在美国啊，美国长大的青年。
And we often claim that we live in America and we are all American brother.
当然就是啊，特别是现在说所谓后现代化的青年。
Especially the latter days generation.
Post
generation.
这个是啊，注重感觉感性。
And we all of us emphasize upon feelings and realize real world.
所以我们就开始在想，那我们对这个要讲什么？
And then we preachers begins to wonder what can we preach.
那我们大部分又是中国人，又有中国的血统，那我们要讲什么
？And majorities are the Chinese, and we have our own, we have our Chinese culture.
所以我们常常会在想啊，我们要讲什么
？And we often ask ourselves, what can I say?
而且事实上，我们也看到有一些基督教已经被当时的文化所，也可以说同化过。
And we can see that there are some Christian denomination that has been transformed by their own by those people believers' culture.
看起来是基督教。
Outwardly it seems to be a Christian denomination.
但是你仔细看他们的这个整个那个传讲的内容啊，有一点就是跟文化是好像比较经过文化改变过的内容。
And if you see their teachings, they are basically their teachings has been transformed by their culture.
有时候我们在想着为什么日本没有大教会
？And we sometimes we ask ourselves why in Japan we do not see mega churches.
韩国有那十万人的大教会，日本找不到。
And in Korea we can see the church that holds 100,000 population.
这个日本的文化不一样。
Because we can see that Japan has a different culture.
那你在日本所看到一些基督教派，可能那个感觉跟圣经不是一样。
And if you see that some Christian denomination in Japan, then you will see that their teachings may differ from the Bible.
有的是经过文化综合过、改造过的，
and some
适合日本人的需要。
Some of the denominations has been transformed by the cultures, and the teaching has been molded towards by the culture.
那我们要走什么路线
？What route do we take today?
那这个保罗说，我们传钉十字架的耶稣。
Jesus says we preach Christ crucified.
那这个不是迎合当时文化所需要的。
And this is not what the culture needs at that time.
所以二三节。
Verse 23.
说这个钉十字架的耶稣，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
This Christ crucified is a stumbling block to the Jews and foolish to the Gentiles.
什么是绊脚石？
What is a stumbling block?
绊脚石就要把拿掉啊，拿掉你才可以走，大家才方便走啊。
A stumbling block is a block, is a hindrance before you that prevent you from moving forward.
如果你挂耶稣的牌，但是你不要讲太多钉十字架的耶稣，那你要传就不是这么困难了。绊脚石拿掉。
When we put the image of Christ and yet do not preach Christ crucified, then your preaching will be very straightforward, simple, many will accept it.
那外邦人愚拙，这个希腊人看起来这很愚笨。
And the Gentile foolish, it seems that the Greeks are foolish.
因为这个基督的道理不是外邦这个智慧用理性所能够了解的。
And because this truth cannot be using with our rational and logical ways that it can be comprehended.
在我们看，这是更聪明、更高的一层道。
And to us, it seems that this is a higher level of the truth.
因为这是上头的。
Because this comes from heaven.
那他们看不懂，看不懂就变成愚拙，愚拙是下面的等。
And since they cannot comprehend what they read, it becomes foolish. Foolish basically are on the other spectrum.
所以从这两个文化来看，基督这个都是绊脚石或者下一等的。
And to both this culture, they are all the stumbling blocks or the lower end of the spectrum.
但是保罗知道。
Calling,
钉十字架耶稣才能够真的救人。
And only Christ that was crucified on the cross can save people.
神迹或者这个犹太人要的这个智慧不能救人。
And the miracles or the knowledge that Greeks look for cannot save soul.
那今天我们要传什么
？Today what can we preach？
这个变成非常重要。
This becomes important for us.
我们真耶稣教育神给我们启示的教育。
And Truth Jesus Church has been It's a truth that have been revealed to us.
为什么我们教会挂一个真?
And therefore we have the word true in our name.
那这个启示的教义拿掉, 就一样了, 跟外邦的教会就一样。
And if we remove the revelation of truth from our church, we are just like the rest of the Christian denomination.
所以我们也遇到, 也有的信徒来到美国以后, 跟外教会接触太久, 挫折感太深。
And some of us that have immigrated to America, and most of believers, that they feel that they are, that they have done a lot of shortcomings.
所以对神交付我们启示的真理就不敢太坚持。
And that we do not stand for the revelation truth that God given us.
那因为这样的话，我们才能够跟外教派有自由的交往。
And because we are more conservative, that we will go slack behind, and we can mangles with our denominations.
但是有的虽然知道我们是对的，我们其实是对的。
And a couple of us knew that this revelation is true.
但是要怎么传？现在第二个问题，怎么传？
And the second question comes into being is how can we preach?
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语。
My message and my preaching are not wise.
所以保罗说他没有用高言大志传福音。
And he did not use the persuasive words to preach.
如果保罗用高言大志传福音，他有那个能力。
If Paul were to use that method, he has that capability.
那一定会吸引很多当时的犹太希腊人。
And he will be able to attract many Greeks.
因为希腊人要智慧。
And because the Greeks want wisdom.
但是问题就是说，如果这个希腊人信耶稣，是因为保罗他的智慧能够用高言大志来解说。
And many of the Greeks been converted is because of his eloquence in preaching.
那一群人只有保罗可以牧养。
And that group of believers, only Paul can tend them.
因为只有保罗能够讲高言大志。
And because only Paul is able to speak eloquently towards them.
那这个信仰建在哪里?
And where does their faith build upon?
这根基不是很危险吗?
Isn't this foundation very risky?
所以保罗他说，我们看那个第二章。 第四节啊，
chapter 2
乃用圣灵的大能的名证，
but they use the great power of the Holy Spirit.
然后到第二章的下半句， 他是用属灵的话解释属灵的事情。
And the latter part of chapter 2 tells us that he used the spiritual world, spiritual term to explain the spiritual world.
所以有时候我们去看那个外教会在布道会， 跟我们教会的布道会不太一样。
And if you compare the evangelical services between Christian church and other denomination, there are great differences.
我们教会的布道会就是在走这个方向， 用属灵的话解释属灵的事情。
True Jewish church evangelism is using the truth to explain the truth.
那既然是属灵的， 这是奥秘。
And since it's a since it's a spiritual explanation, it's a mystery.
那如果没有充分的准备， 圣灵在那里同工， 神的灵打开他的心， 他听得懂， 他受感动。
And if you are well prepared and the Spirit of God is upon you and that you open their heart, they could understand clearly.
这是我们走的路线。
And this is the directions we take.
那但是其他的教会不是这样。
For the rest of the denominations, they do not do the same.
所以我们现在在美国这个地方， 长大的青年， 我们怎么传？
For us that grows up in America, how can we preach to others?
如果我们都要诉诸感性，
And if we are filled with our feelings,
那就唱赞美诗了。
Then we will start singing hymns.
很多的诗歌。
We have a lot of hymns.
那如果我们不要让他们觉得违反， 那就不要祷告。
And if you do not want to confront them, then we skip prayer.
但是问题是说， 这样你能够真的多少人带领得救？
And if you were to do it in this method, how many will be converted?
所以这保罗说， 我用属灵话解释属灵的事情， 是用神的能力， 在讲神的道。
And here Paul says, I use the spiritual to explain the spirit, then he's using the power of God to speak the words of God.
那凡是相信的， 根基很滚， 这是在乎神的大能， 不在乎人的智慧。
And those who are converted, that has a strong foundations, this comes from God and not from man.
但是如果我们诉诸人的感性， 人的感觉来教会， 这是很脆弱的。
And if we would embed our human feelings and relationship in it, and build on it, these are very fragile.
因为有一天他感觉不好， 他就走了。
One day, if this person has a bad feelings upon us, then they will just stop coming.
因为他只是感觉好，所以他来。
Members comes because he has good feeling towards us.
但是当一个人被神的大能所震撼
，Man once he's been invoked by the great power of God，
明白神的要道在这里。
And to understand the the essential words of God in us.
有时候这个文化所造成一种感觉不太好，变成这个不是很重要。
And there since there's a different culture in it that this does not influence much.
因为那个神的震撼力在里面。
And because the invocation of God is in us.
他知道如果真的要拜神，神就在这里。
And if you do truly seek for God, God is here.
所以我们用属灵的路线可以把人带到神面前。
And through the spiritual route that we can bring man to God.
这根基很稳固。
And with a strong foundation.
但是如果我们要用感觉，你只能够把人带到一个程度就停在那里，没有办法带到神面前，这个很脆弱。
And if you would use emotion and feelings, we'll bring believers to a certain levels, and you will be a fragile one.
所以我们看第二章的十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
属灵人看透万事，没有一个人能看透他。
The spiritual man makes spiritual judgment on all things, and no one can exceed him.
16节，谁曾知道主的心呢？但是我们是有基督的心。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?
因此，这个教会方向的决定应该是属灵人来决定。
And the directions and routes of this church is should be determined by those who have spiritual insight.
因为他是有基督的心，能够看出基督的要我们做的走的方向。
Because this person has the spirit of God and he knows what God requires of us.
因此，这个教会走的方向不是信徒大会我们来决定的。
And the directions and routes of this is not determined by the general congregation.
因为这不是每一个人有那个基督的心，不是每一个人有属灵的眼光。
And not everyone has the mind and eyes of God, and not everyone has the foresight of God.
应该是教会属灵，那个属灵人就是神所拣选的工人。
And that spiritual person is the one, the specific person that chosen by God.
他们负责引导教会方向的责任。
And the leaders that leads the direction of the church.
因为他们有基督的心。
Because in him or her that he has, that they have the heart of Christ.
所以我们这个教会的方向，好像青年带领的方向，不能让青年自己去决定。
And for example, you cannot let a younger person to lead the church.
除非说他们真的有基督的心。
And provided that this person has the mind of God.
如果他真的有基督的心，没有你就放心，就给他走。
And if that person has the mind of God, then you can totally trust upon that person and let him.
但是如果你觉得还没有到那个程度，一定要有个人跟他建立关系，用基督的心来引导他们，这方向才会正确。
And for us to make a good direction and ways that we have to hand help them to carry on that way.
所以。教会如果讲民主，这是有条件的。
And when the church mentions about democratic, there are certain conditions to follow.
尊重神。
That is firstly to respect God.
要基督的心能够看透神的旨意。
And have the mind of God that we can see the will of God.
那如果没有强调这一点，我们讲民主，教会会变的，变质的。
And if we do not have these prerequisites and we mention about democratic, then the whole mentality of the church will change.
因为不是每一个人有基督的心。
Because not everyone possesses the mind of God.
这是第一个问题。
This is the first issue.
在犹太文化、希腊文化下，请问保罗要怎么做？
And under the Greek and the Jewish culture, what would Paul do?
他要传什么？他要怎么传？
And what will be the content of preaching and what are the methods of preaching?
那第二个问题
Second question.
教会的合一。
Church unity.
当然这个教会的合一是不教会的问题如果从哥林多教会的出来是因为出于信徒没有长进。
From this, if we look at the perspective of Corinth, it's because the members do not grow.
所以在第三章里面这样说。
So in chapter 3 it mentions.
说我把你们当作是属肉体的。
I consider you to be of the physical.
是婴孩的。
The babe.
是吃奶的。
One who drinks milk.
是跟世人一样的。
And that you are like the worldly people.
这是保罗对哥林多教会的描写。
And this is the descriptions of the church of the Corinth.
也有信仰没有成长。
And because their faith did not grow.
那第二个就是他们对恩赐的看法可能有偏差。
Secondly, probably they have different understandings of the gift.
所以有人说我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我属彼得，因为他们都有不同的恩赐。
And probably from this different gifts as well, I belong to Paul, I belong to apostles. Everyone gifted differently.
但是保罗就在圣经里面讲得很清楚。
Paul writes clearly.
好，我们看第三章。
Chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
可见栽种的算不是什么，浇灌的算不是什么。这个栽种就是要有恩赐啊，浇灌也要恩赐啊。
And those who plant and water, these are the they need gift.
有恩赐的人，这个人算不了什么。
And this gifted person is unworthy.
是为着造就教会，神给他恩赐。
And for the benefit of the church, God granted them gift.
那既然神给他，神也可以拿掉啊。
And since this gift are granted by God, God can take them away.
那所以最重要是神叫他长大。
And the most important is that God let them grow.
这个是关键。
That is the crucial point.
恩赐会发生作用是因为神叫他长大。
And for the gift to bear fruits is because God let them grow.
因此这个哥林多教会发生问题。
And for the problems that exist in the Corinth church.
还有一个就是对教会的次序认知不清楚。
And for the routine works, routine daily running of the church, they are not very clear.
我们看二十一节第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 21.
所以无论谁都不可以拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们。二十二节。
22.
或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或将来事，或将来的事，全是你们的。二十三节。
23.
并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。这里讲说工人是属信徒的。
And here tells the worker of God belongs to the believers.
我们被神选立按立是为着信徒的需要。
We are ordained by God that we are for the benefit of the members.
这个职分本身是很尊贵，从神来的。
This status is very precious. That comes from God.
但是我们的这个工人本身是为着信徒而设立的。
But the workers is
是属信徒
ordained and belongs to the believers.
不是信徒属工人。
And it's not the believers belongs to the sacred workers.
那如果信徒属工人，就变成我属亚波罗，我属保罗，保罗在上面，亚波罗在上面。
And if the believer belongs to the workers, then you say that you belongs to Apollo or belongs to Paul, you are higher up there.
工人是属信徒的。
But the servants belongs to the believers.
那信徒是属基督的，基督是属神。
And the believers belongs to God, and God belongs Jesus. Jesus belongs to God.
那既然这个身份是尊贵的，所以对工人要尊重，因为神给他身份。
These are honorable status, and therefore they will respect them. We are respected.
但是他的次序，他是属信徒的。
And but for the systematic wise that they belong to God.
所以哥林多教会会产生一种好像分派啊，就是因为这些有恩赐的工人。
The brethren in Corinth have this division is because they think they belong to certain groups.
但是我们仔细看哦，保罗要面对这个问题，他相当的谨守，相当的清醒，头脑相当清醒。
And when Paul was solving this issue, he was very alert and aware of all this.
我们现在看第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我的意思说，你们个人的，说我是保罗，我属保罗，我属基法，我是属基督。十三节，基督是分开的吗？我保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？你们奉保罗的名受洗吗？这三个问题很重要。
There are three questions here.
这个问题如果回答正确啊，那哥林多教会分派就没有了。
And if this question were tackled properly, then there would not be division in the current church.
所以很显然，哥林多教会在属保罗的时候，就是对一些问题看法不够深入。
And obviously, that when the members proclaim that belongs to Paul, then it tells us that this member doesn't really understand what the problems.
不够深入，因为缺乏属灵智慧。
And since they doesn't understand these problems, that they lack the spiritual understanding.
基督是分开的吗？当然不是的。
Christ divided, obviously not.
那我们今天会被神拣选来服侍神，我们是要造成教会的分裂吗？当然不是的。
And today we are ordained by God, chosen by God. Do, are we ordained to cause the church to divide?
那如果我们的服事造成教会的分裂，就不是神拣选我们的目的了。
And if our servitude is to make the church to divide, then this is not what God has chosen us to be.
所以当有人在拥护保罗、我属保罗的时候，保罗当然不敢领受。神拣选我不是要让教会分裂的，是要造就教会的。
When some proclaim that I belong to Paul, then Paul would definitely say that I do not belong to you because I'm not here to make divisions, but to make unity in the church.
那更严肃的，保罗，我为你们钉十字架吗？
And the more severe is that, am I Paul that crucified the cross for you?
你们今天会成为教会的一部分，是因为我保罗吗？
And today you become part of the church, is it because of Paul?
当然是因为耶稣啊。
And answer is that it's Jesus, through Jesus
Christ. 保罗没有钉十字架。
And Paul was not crucified.
那你们是奉保罗名受洗吗？
Are you baptized in the name of Paul?
受洗就是赦罪，你们赦罪是因为保罗的名吗？
Baptism, it means that redemption of sin, forgiven of sin, are we forgiven in the name of Paul?
所以这三个问题都要带回到同一个焦点，就是基督。
And all these three issues will round back to one problem, Christ.
我们是因他的名得救。
And we are saved through his name.
是因他的罪因他钉十字架的罪得赦免。
And through Christ's crucifixion, our sins were forgiven.
他的身体只有一个。
And there is only one body of Christ.
不可以分。
And cannot be divided.
因此保罗他非常清楚虽然 有时候我们就是如果用政治来讲，我们现在美国在竞选你如果说 1万人说我属不许，他一定很高兴
And lately, we're going to have the elections that if you, if one, 10,000 says, I would like to elect Bush, Bush will be very happy.
但是如果我们去牧养一个教会，到最后有人说，我属你，那你就要哭了。
And if you go to pastor a church, and eventually at the end, one person comes and says that I belongs to you, then you have to cry.
因为牧养这么久，我们没有把他带到基督的面前，是带到我们面前，这个是大有问题。
And since you have pastored this church for so long, and yet you are not able to bring this person directly to God and belongs to you, it's very unfortunate.
所以保罗头脑很清醒，他没有因为这样高兴啊。
And Paul was very awake, alert at this time that he wasn't happy.
他很谨慎啊，他要解决问题，他不能够变成问题的一部分。
And he would like to tackle the problem and not become a part of the problem.
今天我们世界走来走去，我们常常发现服事久以后，很多的工人变成问题的一部分。
And today we have been visiting a lot in all places that some of the workers become part of the problems.
教会会起乱，是因为工人有问题，变成问题的一部分，你就很难解决了。
Some churches become chaotic because the servants of God become part of the problem.
那如果每一个人像保罗这么谨慎警醒的话，那哥林多问题就比较容易解决。
And if every member is just like Paul, that he was awake and alert at all times, then there will be less issues.
你们都是属基督，我只是工仆人。
All of us belongs to Christ, and I'm just a workers of God.
所以第三章保罗就要做聪明的工头。
And chapter 3, Paul has a very wise decision.
当然，工头你也可以用草木和屑来盖，也可以用金银财宝来盖。
And you can build,
看起来一样。
You can build temples that from all sorts of materials.
但是，一烧火一烧就不一样。
But once you put it through the fires, the result will be different.
所以保罗很谨慎要用这个金银宝石，就是用真实的材料建立他们的信仰，才能够经历自己考验。
And Paul uses precious metals, gold, and some of the very good materials to build their faith.
所以我们教会里面，我们当然我们神迹奇事有它的作用，但是教会不能够一直强调神迹奇事。
We know that miracles and signs has their effectiveness that we cannot often trust. Rely upon these miracles and signs.
要在神的话语上很深入的去研究，扎根在神的话。
And we have to be rooted on the words of God, and we have to study the words of God.
从神的话里面去认识神。
And from the words of God, we come to know God.
那这样信仰才会稳固。
And then we will have a stable, steady of faith.
那在第四章里面保罗都不论断自己。
Chapter 4 is that Paul doesn't talk of himself.
他忠心服侍神。
He diligently served God.
也不会因为别人论断他，他就不做了。
And it's not that somebody will comment upon him that he quit.
因为教会一旦不能合一，总是会有很多问题跑出来，很多的人会讲话。
And if church cannot be united, Then there were many people, and people would start complaining.
但是保罗很谨慎，他不会因为别人讲话，他倒了，不服侍神，那就中了魔鬼的诡计。
And Paul was alert that if people complains that he would just fall away from the serving God, then he would fall into the scheme of the Satan.
他说我没有违背从天上来的意象，他很清楚神要用他，不是只是他要服侍神。
And Paul did not deviate from the visions that he was sent from God, that he clearly understand who he served.
他也有基督的心，能够看清楚教会的问题在哪里。
And he has the heart, mentality of God to know where the problem of the church arises.
所以他要帮忙解决问题。
Paul is here to solve the problem.
因此他的忠心服侍，连自己也不论断。
And he's served the church throughout his life, and he did not complain of himself.
所以我们在教会不可以效法人过度。
And in other words, we cannot emulate people to overexceed certain extent.
所以我们今天要想啊，我们这个职分怎么来帮助促进信徒职务会总会的合一？我不要因为我们这个职分啊，把信徒搞成两半，或者把信徒把地方教会跟总会搞成对立的。
And so today we should ask ourselves, how does a church minister promote unity among congregation, church councils, and general assembly, and not to become one or part of the problem?
这是我们要思想一个问题。
This is question that we have to ponder.
第二个问题，
question,
教会的圣洁。
The purity of the church.
我们再看这个保罗面对哥林多的问题软硬兼施。
And in here that you can see that when Paul encountered issues that he sometimes he is really soft and he hard at the same time.
这个软就是因为他的慈爱。
And he is soft or tender is because of his compassion.
硬是因为他的公义。
And his stern is because of his righteousness.
那硬就是对那些犯罪很严重的罪不愿意悔改的。
And he is stern towards those that who commit immortal sins yet refuse to repent.
那对那些犯罪有一些偶然被过犯所胜的，保罗就对他们相当的给他们机会。
And those that who transgress minor iniquities, then Paul showed compassion.
好，我们看哥林多后书
，Second Corinthians，
第二章
，Chapter Two，
第五节
，Verse Five。
好，若有人叫人忧愁，他不但是叫我忧愁，也叫你们众人忧愁几分。我说几分，恐怕说得太重。第六节
，Six。
这样的人受众人的责备就够了。第七节，倒不如赦免他，安慰他，免得他忧愁待甚就沉沦了。第八节，所以劝你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。这个地方保罗对一些偶然被过犯所胜的，要显坚定的爱心来。
And here Paul showed compassion to those that who were overcome by iniquities.
所以他才不会说一下犯小罪以后自甘堕落，一直沉沦下去就没救了。
And Paul does not wish to see those who commit iniquities that he would just slacken behind and eventually fails.
所以不要因为犯了一点小罪，一直谴责到最后，他不教会不来了。
And not because committing a minor iniquities that he would regret eventually up to the point that he stopped coming to church.
但是我们看哥林多前书第五章
，First Corinthians chapter five，
第一节
，Verse one。
哥林多前书第五章的第一节
，First Corinthians chapter five, verse one。
说你们中间有淫乱的事情
，That there is sexual immorality among you。
说这样的事情连外邦人中也没有啊。
And this incident does not happen to the Gentiles。
那这变成这个罪非常严重，连外邦人都没有。
And it seems it is taken that this sin is so severe that it doesn't even happen to the Gentile world。That is, they become that they marry some fathers. You marry your father's wife.
第二个说，你们还自高自大，不哀痛，不为这个罪在教会产生忧伤哀痛。
And you do not grieve over this transgressions.
把这个人赶出去。
Then you have to excommunicate.
那既然没有悔改的心，这么严重的罪存在教会里面变成笑。
And since that this is a severe sin and it's not taken care of, it becomes a leaven.
全团会发起来。
And the leaven, you know, will cause the whole dough to leaven.
所以保罗对这个态度就相当的坚定。
And Paul was very firm upon this.
所以他在这里讲，我们看第五节。
Verse five.
要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体。这个应该是说败坏属肉体的人，让属灵的人可以得救。
Verse five, hand this man over to Satan, so that his sinful nature be destroyed. Basically.To outcast those who commit severe sins and those who are spiritual can be prevailed.
所以我们在这个社会要怎么来保持我们教会的圣洁，这个真的有时候用慈爱去包容让他回头，但是有时候要用很严谨的态度来面对他犯很严重罪不愿悔改的。
And so here in our church, that how can we use compassion and sternness to treat those who have commit iniquities or sin?
那这是神托付给教会的权柄。
And this is the authority granted by God to the church.
所以第六章里面他有在讲这个审判的事情。
So chapter 6 mentions about judgment.
他说我们将来，我们是将来要第三节。
Verse 3.
岂不知我们要审判天使吗？
Don't we know that we were judged in
Jesus? 所以神赐给我们权柄。
God granted us this authority.
然后第六章第一节到第八节讲到我们要这个教会里面有人在彼此相告。
Verses 1 through 8 tells that there is members that sue one another.
我们仔细看了这个问题，我们要好好思想。
And that let us examine this.
保罗没有讲法律。
Paul did not mention about law.
所以在教会我们不是讲法律。
So in a church, we cannot start, we cannot talk about law.
法律是道德的最低点。
Penal laws is the most bottom of teachings of.
神的道是道德的最高点。
And the words of God is the most highest the power of God.
如果教会讲法律不讲神的道，教会就堕落变成社会的一部分。
And if the church only studies or mentions about the penal law, then the speed of the church has slackened to the unexplainable.
那我们再看神的道怎么讲。
And let us see how the word of God is.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不愿意受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Verse 7. The very fact that you have lawsuit amongst you means that you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wrong? Why not rather be cheated?
为什么不情愿受亏呢？这个是问号啊。
And it's a question that's raised. Why don't you take the loss?
什么叫受亏？
What it means that you'll be wrong.
受亏就是不公平。
Be wrong means that it's injustice.
我们现在会告就是觉得要从法院里面得到公平。
And today we have lawsuits is because in a court of law we wish to be justice.
但是圣经说你为什么不情愿受亏呢？
And so why the Bible teaches that why don't you just take the shortcoming?
如果我们愿意受亏，
And if you would like to take the loser end,
在神面前我们真的吃亏吗？
In the eyes of God, are we the loser?
你看亚伯拉罕跟他的罗德，跟他侄儿罗德。
For example, Abraham and Lot.
罗德选最好的。
Lot chose the best.
他是下辈。
He's a younger generation.
亚伯拉罕就留下了不好的亚伯拉罕。
Abraham just take whatever was left behind.
那个不是受亏吗？
Isn't it that he is at a loss?
但是亚伯拉罕真的受亏吗？
Did Abraham lose in the end?
罗德一搬走，神就向亚伯拉罕显现。
And when Lot moved from Abraham, God appeared before Abraham.
你起来看。
Raise up and see.
你看到我都要给你。
What you see, I will give to you.
你起来走。
You stand up and walk.
你走过我都要给你。
Whatever your foot stamp on, it will be given to you.
所以我们情愿受亏有一个最基本的原因是我相信神。
And we will be the willing, the losing end as long as that in the end there is God at it.
如果我愿意受亏，对，遵守神的旨意，神会补足的。
And if we are losing just because for the benefit of God, God will reward us.
那罗德真的得到好处吗？
Does God, does Lot really benefit of all this transaction?
最后连索多玛什么都被烧掉了。
In the end, the city of Sodom was burned down.
所以当信徒彼此在相告的时候，牵涉四件事情。
When a member sued each other, it relates to four events.
第一个最明显是钱。
Firstly, it's related to money
或者财产
or property.
第二个亲情
Secondly, it's the event that causes is feelings, personal feelings.
亲情
Okay. Relationship.
第三个对教会的影响
Thirdly, has been influenced by the church.
第四个神的名
And fourthly, because it's by it affects the reputation of the church.
所以信徒相告，这不是很表面公平不公平啊？这牵涉四件事情。
And when members bring lawsuit against each other, it's not just about justice or injustice. It has for effect on this.
好，那现在问题就是说，好，我胜了，我拿到一些钱。
And the case comes to a close that you win, you gain some money.
第二个，亲情没有了。
And secondly, that you have lost your close in relationship.
第三个，这个对地方教会的负面影响有多大？
And what are the side effects of the towards the church?
第四个，神的名受亏损。
And fourthly, the name of God is lost.
那这三件事情加起来是一点点的钱所能够买得到的吗？
Isn't the second, third, and fourth add up together? Can it be bought by money?
所以我们看事情要相当的谨慎。
So when we view at certain matters, we have to be very tentative.
当有人在告到法院的时候，不要说我了解、我支持，我们要知道我们在讲什么。
And when we bring the case before the court, then we have to really understand what are we doing this.
这三件事情我们有办法向神交代吗？
For the last three items, are we able to answer this before God?
神的名，
the name of God,
对教会的影响，
and the effect, the side effect towards
亲情，
and our close knit relation.
告越久，恨越深。
And the longer the case goes on, the more hatred.
那苦毒越大。
And there's more bitterness in it.
所以我们相当有属灵的智慧来看这个事情。
And so we have to view this with a spiritual understanding.
我记得有一个弟兄当法官。
I know that there's a brother who is a judge.
就有一个教派的长老，他们告到法院来。
And that there is a denomination that bring a case before.
他开庭的时候就念这一段圣经。
In the beginning, the judge would read this passage.
他一直念的时候，他看到那几个长老头低低的。
As he read these verses, you see that a few of the elders of the church would just cool their head down.
第二次要开庭的时候，他们已经和解了。不好意思，因为圣经的话是这样讲。
At the second hearing, that the case was mitigated, and they resolved they closed the case.
那我们把圣经放在一旁来讲人的感觉，来讲社会的公义，来讲法律的平等，那这还算教会吗？
Is it a church? Is it still a church? If we throw away the words of God and we are talking about relationship, about the case and about money?
我们有一个姐妹在一个农业公司上班。
We have a sister who's work in an agricultural company.
他的老板常常跟他讲一个见证。
Her boss will often tell this story.
他说我一生最大的成功不是我赚很多钱。
Until now, my greatest success is not how much money I made.
因为他农业公司有一阵子他变成 potato king, 在美国的 potato 他出产最多。
Once he was a potato king. Basically, he's the king. He's the company that has the greatest dealings with potatoes.
他说：“我一生最大的成功是我做生意当中没有一个敌人。
My greatest success is that throughout my business dealing, I did not find any enemy.
商场如战场一辈子没有一个敌人，就这么简单吗
？And in the business world, that if you do not find an enemy, that is not simple.
但他讲一个例子。
And he quoted the boss quoted an
example. 有一次，一个寡妇卖一块地给他。
Once a widow sell a piece of land to him.
钱都已经交了，已经成交了，签名都换好了。
The transaction gone through and everything, every paperwork has been signed.
土地开始涨价。
And the piece of land begins to appreciate.
那个寡妇就哭哭啼啼跑到了公司来说：“你骗我的钱，怎样？”
And the widow come running to the companies and start crying, saying that you have cheated me.
那这个基督徒就问他的律师。
And this Christians, this owner asked his lawyer.
那律师说你绝对可以胜。
And the lawyer says that you will win the case.
那后来这个他的这个老板这个基督徒，他看到那个寡妇哭哭啼啼啊，他把钱退给他。
And this boss that thinks that these widows come crying at his door and says that
土地还给他，钱拿回来。
Basically, that the deal was cancelled and returning the deeds back to the widows and take the money from the widow.
他就讲这个例子来告诉我们教会这个姐妹。
And the boss tells the sisters this example.
主要是要让他知道他怎么做能够做到没有一个敌人。
And that how he can practice to the way that he will not find enemies in his around him.
当他把土地退还的时候，从这个金钱上来，他损失很多。 因为他已经赚了，他买那个地已经赚了。
And when the boss returned the deeds to this widow, the land value has appreciated. Basically, he makes money.
但是对他来讲，一生没有一个敌人，这是他做基督徒一个最大的目标。
And his goal to as a Christian in his life is that he did not find any enemies. That is his best.
那我们在 Garden Grove 在买会堂的时候，他也奉献不少的钱。
In Garden Grove, that he offered a lot of money when the church was bought.
所以，如果其他教会的信徒可以做得到
，and if other denominations members is able to do this,
为什么我们真耶稣教会信徒做不到
？And how come TJC members cannot do this?